It is great that we gather together this Labor Day weekend. And to all our visitors, welcome. We are pleased that you have chosen to be here to pray, worship, and give thanks to our Lord and Savior with us. Our first reading reminds us to keep God's day and says, "This great nation is truly a wise and intelligent people. For what great nation is there that has gods so close to it as the Lord, our God, is to us whenever we call upon him?" My fear is that some come to Mass out of duty and are not developing a relationship with our Lord and are not close to our Father. They forget what all he has done for us. Jesus, the Son of Man, before coming down on this earth to bring salvation to mankind, had walked through the courts of heavenly glory with his Father, the Father of all, and that he turned his back upon all this grandeur and glory to descend upon our earth in the likeness of mortal flesh. The lowest order of his intelligent will creatures, and as such, a human of the realm, a helpless baby. He lived an identical life as us, and as he imposes upon us, intelligent beings of his creation. Jesus blessed us with an enhanced revelation of our Father. His one concern was the unbroken communion between you and your paradise Father. And it is by perfection of such a relationship that we behold a new and more understandable revelation of our Father, the universal Father of all. Jesus set the standard on how to live. He was able to meet hatred with love, to genuinely forgive others, to endure misunderstandings and opposition without giving in to self-pity and bitterness, and to retain within himself a center of peace and nonviolence. This is extraordinary. I ask, do you pray to God? Do you keep unbroken communion between you and your paradise Father? Do you understand God's Spirit is within you? In Zechariah it says, "But they refused to hearken and pulled away the shoulder and stopped their ears that they should not hear. Yes, they made their hearts adamant like a stone, lest they should hear my law and the words which I sent by my Spirit through prophets. Therefore did the results of their evil thinking come as a great wrath upon their guilty heads. And so it came to pass that they cried for mercy, but there was no ear open to hear." There's an old saying, "He who turns away his ear from hearing the divine law, even his prayer shall be an abomination." We need to spend time sharing our life with God by opening our human end of the channel of God-man communication. Then we make available the ever-flowing stream of divine mercy. If we just come to church with selfish requests, we will not receive salvation of eternal survival. The scripture states, "I have called and you refused to hear. I stretched out my hand, but no man regarded. You have set at naught all my counsel and you rejected my reproof." And because of this rebellious attitude, it becomes inevitable that you shall call upon me and fail to receive an answer. Having rejected the way of life, you may seek me diligently in times of suffering, but will not find me. If one wishes to receive mercy, they must show mercy. The Bible says, Judge not that you be not judged. With the spirit which you judge others, you also shall be judged. It is true, whoso stops his ears to the cry of the poor, he shall someday cry for help, and no one will hear him. But when we become wholly dedicated to doing the will of the Father in heaven, the answer to all our petitions will be forthcoming, because our prayers will be in full accordance with the Father's will. Prayer does not change God's attitude towards us, but it does change our attitude towards the changeless Father. Jesus had said, "If therefore you ever in doubt as to what you would ask of the Father, ask in my name, and I will present your petition in accordance with my Father's will." Many resort to prayer only when in trouble. You should be mindful to speak as a son to your Father when all goes well with your soul. But there is one prayer which is appropriate for all God's children, and that is, "Nevertheless, your will be done." Pray for divine guidance over the pathway of life and for knowledge of the Father's will. Scripture says, "It is a good thing to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to the name of the Most High, to acknowledge his loving kindness every morning and his faithfulness every night. For God has made me glad through his work. In everything I will give thanks according to the will of God. I will praise the name of God with song and will magnify him with thanksgiving. And this will please the Lord better than the sacrifice of an ox or bullock with horns and hoofs." When you pray to the Father, you should remain for a time in silence to afford the indwelling Spirit the better opportunity to speak to the listening soul. The Spirit of the Father speaks best when we are in an attitude of true worship. Worship makes one increasingly like the being who is worshiped. Worship is a transforming experience whereby the finite gradually approaches and ultimately attains the presence of the infinite. Lord Jesus, help us make our hearts like yours, on fire with love and holiness. Strengthen our will that we may always choose to love what is good and to reject what is evil. We pray.